Gideon, son of Joash, brought peace and security to Israel for 40 years. He had 70 sons, for he had married many wives. He also had a concubine in Shechem, who bore him a son named Abimelech. During Gideon's lifetime, the people of Israel remained faithful to the Lord. But when he died, the Israelites returned to idol worship and served Baal. Abimelech, his son, persuaded the inhabitants of Shechem to make him king, and with the money he was given, he hired a band of reckless adventurers. With his followers, he went to his father's home in Ophrah and murdered all his brothers except the youngest, who managed to escape. Then all the citizens of Shechem gathered together to crown Abimelech king. But his rule only lasted 3 years, as the people of Shechem, who had helped him murder his brothers, then rebelled against him, and civil war broke out. Abimelech destroyed the town, massacred the population, and burnt the stronghold and the tower where about 1,000 men and women had taken refuge. But a little later he died a wretched death at the foot of a tower in another town he was besieging. A woman dropped a millstone on his head from the top of the tower and cracked his skull. As he was dying, he told his armor-bearer to draw his sword and kill him, so that it would not be said that he had been killed by a woman. So God made Abimelech and the people of Shechem pay for all their wickedness. Then Israel had two other judges: Tola, a man from the tribe of Issachar, who lived in the hill country of Ephraim, and Jair from Gilead. Tola led Israel for 23 years, and Jair was judge for 22 years. After the death of Jair, the Israelites again turned away from the Lord and sank into even worse idolatry. They served all the gods of the nations around them, and so God brought the Philistines from the west and the Ammonites from the east against them. For 18 years the Ammonites oppressed the people of Israel on the east side of the Jordan. They also crossed the river to fight against Judah, Benjamin, and Ephraim. In their distress the Israelites repented and cried out to the Lord. They confessed they had sinned against God by serving Baal, and got rid of all the foreign gods in the land. The Lord could bear Israel's misery no longer, and gave them a deliverer, Jephthah. He was a Gileadite and a man of great valor, but he had been driven away from his homeland by his own people and had become the leader of a group of roving outlaws. His courage and achievements, however, had made him famous, so the elders of Gilead called him back and made him their commander, so that he could fight the Ammonites. At first Jephthah tried to negotiate with the enemy, but the king of Ammon paid no attention to the message he sent. Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jephthah, and he called to arms the men of Gilead and Manasseh, and advanced against the Ammonites. On the eve of the battle he made a reckless vow to the Lord. "If you give the Ammonites into my hands," he said, "whatever comes out of the door of my house to meet me when I return in triumph will be the Lord's, and I will sacrifice it as a burnt offering." Jephthah went to fight the Ammonites, and the Lord gave him the victory. 20 of their towns were laid waste, so the people surrendered. When Jephthah returned to his home in Mizpah, who should come out to meet him but his daughter, his only child, dancing to the sound of tambourines. When he saw her, he was overcome with grief. Tearing his clothes, he cried, "O my daughter, you have made me the most miserable of men, because I have made a vow to the Lord that I cannot break." "My father," she replied, "as you have given your word to the Lord, do as you have said, now that the Lord has avenged you on your enemies. But grant me this one request. Give me 2 months to roam the hills and weep with my friends, because I will never marry." Jephthah let her go, and she went into the hills with her friends and wept. After 2 months she returned to her father, and he did to her as he had vowed. God's law given through Moses forbade human sacrifice. If Jephthah offered his daughter as a burnt offering, he did so under the influence of pagan customs and in ignorance of God's commandments. Idolatry and paganism had permeated the whole of society in Jephthah's day. It has been suggested that the girl might have been redeemed with an animal, which would have been offered in her place, as prescribed in the law of Moses. in which case she would have remained unmarried, serving at the entrance to the tent of meeting. Jephthah's victory was followed by civil war, caused by the pride and jealousy of the men of Ephraim, and 42,000 Ephraimites were killed at that time. Jephthah led Israel for 6 years. Next episode, Samson.